It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon, and I'm assuming you know what flight shaming is about by now. The thing spreading across Europe and popularized by Greta Thunberg, in which people are taking trains or buses or walking or just not traveling instead of taking planes because they don't want to add to the carbon problem. That's something that a Los Angeles Times article says is disturbing airline officials here in the U.S. because if the idea that flying is bad spreads over here, it could affect their bottom line. And it would do just that, except America has some differences that make it less likely the idea will take hold. First, the cities are more spread out, but second, Europe built out a train system to connect everyone before the U.S. was even fully developed. Building a high enough speed rail system now, like they have in Europe, is probably cost prohibitive. And let's face it, if it would take you the better part of a week to get across the country by train or bus or car or whatever other options might come up, you'll fly. And those planes will be taking off whether you're on them or not, so it's not like staying home will really cut carbon emissions. All of this is to say that in order to really stay away from flying, you'll have to stay home, because the other options really don't work here the way they work there. I'm betting that people aren't going to do that. Wherever you are, check in here for another one of these tomorrow. For now, that's enough.